You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the Influencer's Formula on the IBGR Network. This is episode number 12, and today we're talking about host how-tos for podcast interviews that are worth listening to. I am Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert, and to date have produced almost 14,000 podcasts with over 100 playlists from entrepreneurs around the world, and it is my passion.
Goodness gracious. I'm so happy to be here with you. My name is Ben Joy. I'm a three-time international best-selling author, and my teachings have reached more than 50,000 people worldwide, all because I leverage my books. So we're going to talk about that, not specifically the book, but all about leverage throughout this entire journey together of getting your podcast done 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So you can always easily follow the plan at influencersformula.com, and you can always easily get direct support from Donna and or me at ibgr.info, right? And as our dear friend, or maybe you're more dear friend than mine,
Papa John
John Maxwell, not Papa John that guy, but no. John Maxwell, specifically Papa John this one, he says to add growth, lead followers. So to add growth, lead followers. Okay. But to multiply, lead leaders. Yeah. So with that, welcome to the show. And why this is important, why are we talking about multiplying, right? It's all about becoming that person worth listening to, becoming a listener multiplier. How do you do that? A great way to do it is with a clearly structured interview process. Right? Meaningful interviews, memorable interviews, interviews that people can't stop listening to, right? Because you are bringing them tons and tons of value because you have a voice, you know who they are, and only you can deliver it like nobody else.
Yeah. Great, great setup into this episode, Ben. And that idea of a book, I mean, goodness gracious. Yes, you definitely want to. You hear us talking about leverage all the time. And this is episode 12, but we're going to deep dive into how you're going to possibly create your book. So not in this episode, I'm just segueing a little down a rabbit hole. Right now, we're going to be talking about hosting a podcast interview. And I do want to say it's a lot harder than it sounds, but don't be afraid of it. We're going to be doing a couple of interviews over our 13 weeks. We'll be modeling it for you. We'll be here holding hands as we walk through this whole thing. But the reason that it's a lot harder than it sounds is because it's not just a friendly chat in front of a pair of microphones. You have to prepare. You have to prepare, or you could end up with a boring interview, or worse, your interview could become a sales pitch and nobody wants to hear that. There's nothing worse than having a discussion with someone who only wants to sell their product. That's not transformation. I'm so sorry. It's not transformation. We don't want that. We don't want that. You want to avoid the boring and salesy interviews, because you're going to do your homework and you're going to prepare in advance. And that's what we're setting you up to do this whole 13 weeks. This whole 52 episodes, this whole influencer's formula is about giving you all of the simple little steps along the way. If you're just joining us for the very first time, it's so excited. I'm so excited to have you here. But you might want to go back and subscribe to the show at influencersformula.com. Catch any episodes that you've missed. If you want additional support, we are definitely here to help you with your business podcast at ibgr.info. Just want to throw that out there, because We're going to be segueing now. The foundational stuff is important, but it's a lot of that. Yes, I understand. Yes, I understand. And you just need to set your timer and do it. What we're going to be getting into as we move forward is maybe some of those more trickier things like interviews. So you might want that additional support. Go ahead.
Thank you. Speaking of live radio.
Coffee's kicking in.
Yeah, no, Donna, really, what you said about avoiding the boring and salesy interviews for all the reasons, I think is so huge. And you know, you and I prepare like crazy, not like crazy, but we prepare, you know, we commit the time, we prepare. And, you know, the more we prepare, the easier, faster, and more enjoyable this is. So not just in the preparation of the execution, but in the preparation of choosing interesting guests. And let me redefine interesting, right? Choosing the right guests, yeah. right? Like, what's your topic? Who's your audience? What do they need? And how can you serve your people, right? That's how you choose an interesting guest, right? And, you know, yes, bring people in with unique angles, but, you know, not just because they have unique angles, but because those unique angles support your guests, right? So do your homework, do your research. Who are you going to be interviewing, right? Like, listen to them on a podcast or watch them on a video. Like, do you want to talk to that person? Because they might offer great stuff, but, you know, you might not enjoy the conversation. So make sure you're clear before you're committed.
And I want to say that research, because Ben, we get at the station, I get a lot of emails from podcasters who want to be on shows that we manage, that we host. And so as your podcast grows, you can expect to get people to reach out to you, say, hey, I would love to be on your podcast, because they see the value of being associated with you. So that research is really important.
Mm, beautiful. Yeah. Thank you for saying that. And yeah, just, you know, getting to know somebody's work, getting familiar with somebody to facilitate the conversation. I mean, we have such a, you know, Donna, you and I, an ease of conversation because we've known each other for a long time and we've collaborated in other contexts. So, you know, we were able to really, you know, fast track kind of the energy of the conversation, right? And I know we're not doing the interview style, you and me, but it's the same kind of concept here. Like, this is, you know, what you all are hearing, listeners, is that ease, because there's that familiarity. So you can fast track the familiarity for yourself with your interviewee by doing the research, looking at their work, you know, checking them out, seeing how they're going to impact your audience, you know, and really thinking about what questions that you can prepare. I mean, you can, of course, ask them to give you their best questions, because some interviewees have great questions at their fingertips, but you want to have great questions in advance that, you know, elucidates their knowledge, connects them to your audience, you know, and also, you know, makes them bring a little, what's the word? Invites them to bring the next level of themselves to the conversation.
And fits with your season roadmap.
Yes, thank right? you.
You don't want it to be disjointed. You're inviting a guest onto the show because they fit in with that week's episode of that season roadmap. And so make sure that you're also considering that, how it ties in. So it's not kind of just random, what is this to your listeners? It makes sense. Yeah. You're still giving transformation, even though you're interviewing.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And so much of that transformation comes from preparation, right?
Yeah.
That's something I could say from a stage. Transformation comes from preparation. Everybody write that down, right?
So, unless you're driving.
Unless you're driving, exactly. Exactly. Keep your eyes open. Don't.
Hands on the wheels.
Yeah. And Don, I know, because you've done your 14,000 episodes almost, right? Like, you know, you probably have some good ideas for, you know, how to do that preparation with your interviewee.
Yeah, exactly. What we do is you're going to brief your guest about your show. It's not just about the questions. So you're thinking about, especially if you're doing a live podcast, what is your show for? What is your podcast format? Who is your typical listener, so that they can incorporate some of that languaging in there? How much time are they going to need? How are you going to promote the episode? That's a big one, Ben. If someone comes on your show, it's not just so that they can tap into your listenership. This should be mutually beneficial. You need to be very clear about how they're going to promote the episode as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so important. And as clear as, hey, what are you going to do to promote, is also, hey, do you have a good microphone? Hey, do you have a good internet connection?
Yeah.
Hey, can you close the door on the dog? Right. Like,
there's, I've heard it all.
Things to think about here.
I've heard it all. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I do a lot of backup to those on air hosts that we have that do the live interviews. And so it is that mic check. It is, what kind of mic are you using? Here we are. And they show up 30 minutes before the actual recording of the show, or the going live of the show, the airing of the show, so that we do the mic check, so that we run over the time clock, so that we do the briefing of here's the audience, here's what we're talking about, those kinds of things. And so it's preparation right up into the time of going live. It's not just your guest, no matter how important they think that they are, that they just show up, you know, 2 minutes beforehand or whatever. It is that preparation. Send the questions ahead of time so that they have a time to prepare.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And I want to say something about the questions that I think is really important for, you know, seasoned and new listeners here, right? That, that, you know, as you're hearing the 30,000 foot description of, you know, you got to prepare interesting questions that align with your audience and all those kinds of things. That's all true, but it might sound a little scary.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, some basic, important, relevant, you know, strategic questions are, you know, how did you get here? Right. Like how did you, interviewee, get to where you are? You know, hey, interviewee, as far as the people you serve, what's their biggest challenge? Right. What keeps them from taking action? What would you recommend? What would be the first step that you would tell them to take? Right. So you can keep, you know, interview questions can be interesting and relevant, and they can be really straightforward and vanilla appearing. Right. But again, what is the intention? What is the outcome? What is the promise of the episode? Think of the promise, then what questions are going to help deliver the promise and deliver the goods from the interviewee to your listener?
Well said. Very well said. Yeah. Yeah. And it does always it always ties back to your theme. Quickly, I was talking about Monique McDonald, one of our hosts here, a mutual friend of ours, Ben, that did a whole season of the Magnetic Voice show, positioning herself as that magnetic voice. And now she's doing Voices That Vibrate the World as an interview series. And so just for our listeners to kind of hear how the season segued between the two, the positioning and then the interview. But do you want to take us to the take action?
Sure. Yeah. Just, I love Monique. I love her stuff. So thank you for mentioning Monique. And yes, take action, make a plan, get it all down on paper, talk to the interviewee, make agreements, be clear in your communication with all the stuff that we talked about. If you missed anything, make sure to subscribe to the show at influencersformula.com. If you want to reach us at ibgr.info, and we will help you with your business podcast. My name is Ben Joya. This is my dear friend, Anna Kundi. And thank you so much for being here.
Yes. Well, we'll see you again same time next week on the IBGR Network, turning your podcast show notes into a gold mine. Have an amazing business week. Until next time. Bye for now.
Bye.